I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The conflict between Israel and Hezbollah guerrillas in Lebanon has taken more than 400 lives. Jeff Tunnicliffe with the World Evangelical Alliance says while the war is causing hardship for many, Christians are reaching out through the violence, and they can have a positive impact spiritually.
When you're in a crisis and you have no water or you have no food or you have no shelter, people really are not concerned of where it really comes from. So I think as the church continues to respond, people will identify that the Christians in the time of crisis really did help and stood with us.
Building friendships that can lead to evangelism. Next, renewed incidents of kidnapping in Haiti are hampering the ministry work of Christian World Outreach. The unrest is preventing a number of American medical teams from going to assist in clinics there. But CWO's Dean Yoder says it's not all bad news. In spite of the difficulties, God's still at work through their national staff who are strong believers.
Everyone who comes to our clinics are prayed for. The gospel is shared with them, and we use that opportunity as we meet their physical needs to try to help them with their spiritual needs as well. And so that's a major, major importance for us.
And Purpose-Driven Ministries' Rick Warren is in the Philippines this week as he continues his trek across Asia. Last week, more than 100,000 people heard Warren's call for a third revival in Korea, much like that in 1907 that many say established Korean Christianity. The trip is part of Warren's desire to see what the church is doing there and to encourage reformation, which he says starts in each local church around the world. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. There's still time to join me for the M&N 15th Anniversary Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to the Leningrad region of Russia September 28th through October 8th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.